Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Spirit Led. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In John 3, verse 1, is the story of Nicodemus, who is apparently a good man, came to visit Jesus. Now, Nicodemus was part of the rulers of the Jews, and they, almost to a man, despised Jesus and his ministry. Were seeking means to do away with him. But Nicodemus was different. He was obviously a man who was spiritual enough and knew God enough to know, no, there's something good about this, something right about this. So he wants to go personally and talk to Jesus. And of course, the big thing that's been going on in the council is this of God or is it not of God? What Jesus is preaching and teaching. The healings, deliverances, and miracles. That's the big, big, big deal. Is this of God? And they're saying, it can't be of God. He's breaking the Sabbath day. He's doing this. He's doing the other. And of course, Nicodemus is thinking, hold on. How do you get blind eyes healed? And deaf ears open and the dead raised without God being involved. Now, he didn't necessarily communicate all that to them. But it's so strong in him, he wants to talk to Jesus personally. So he goes by night, when not everybody would necessarily see him. And he comes to Jesus, and Jesus speaks to him. And he says, verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night, John 3:2. And he said, Rabbi, a respectful term, we know that you're a teacher come from God. Boy, probably most of the other guys wouldn't have said that. He said, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Now, what's Nicodemus wanting to talk about? He's wanting to ask Jesus about the works that's happening in his ministry and how that they've got to be of God. I think he's looking for something to take back to the council. He's looking for a way to, because he knows these guys are getting murderous. They want to kill Jesus. And he's become convinced this is of God, and he's looking for a way to prove this and establish this. He wants to talk about the works that Jesus is doing. What did Jesus say to him? Verse 3. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus asked him this. Jesus answered him with this. Can you see this? Because he is not led by the questions people ask him. Nicodemus didn't even know he should be thinking about the new birth. He didn't know there is such a thing as a new birth. So how's he going to ask the right question?
That's right.
He's not going to ask the right question in 1,000 years.
That's right.
So does Jesus need to take up time talking to him about the ministry and the works that are being done and how we know it's God? He didn't even get into it with him. Did he?
No.
He didn't even answer his question. He didn't even talk to him on the subject area that he wanted to talk about. He just looks at him and smiles and goes, you got to be born again. And just like that, the conversation is shifted. And now it's where it needs to be. I said, now the conversation is where it needs to be. We're on the topic we need to be on. This is the real issue. Because whether Nicodemus knew it or not, those other guys in the council are never going to accept Jesus and his ministry. I don't care how much proof you give them or how many scriptures. There's no need in getting into that or dealing with that. But Nicodemus has some good things about his heart. Huh? And he can come all the way in this thing. Because in a few days, a new birth's going to be available. Hallelujah. And he can be a part of this born-again, Holy Ghost-filled church that's going to begin to be recorded about in the book of Acts. Come on, are you listening? And that's what he needed to know about. But now that is a radical way of ministry compared to how most people minister. Sadly, a great, great many ministers minister very much like the world does in psychology, psychotherapy. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying most ministers minister the same way. By what? Well, tell me what the problem is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And so then based on what you tell me, try to answer you with scriptures, if I can remember, that apply to that subject. Which is exactly how natural people minister. That's not spirit-led ministry. If that's all you do, it's head-led. You're formulating a response based on what they told you or asked you. Then you're searching to see what you remember of what applies to what they asked. Head. Or it can be just as the same thing with emotion. They're crying. They're sobbing. They're hurting. So what do you want to do? Cry and hug. Huh? They're emotional. You're emotional. Right? Which is still not spirit-led. I know, when I first began in ministry, I didn't know any of the things we're talking about tonight. I was beginning to barely start to learn. And I grew up in a fairly sheltered environment. We grew up out in the country on hundreds of acres of country land. Undeveloped land, and really an idyllic life. We weren't rich, but we were blessed. My dad, we started off living in the city as young boys, and my dad said he did not want us to grow up that way. So he took us back to the home place, and he commuted and wanted us to grow up in the country. And looking back now, I thank him for it. It affected us in a lot of positive ways. My great-great-great-granddad cleared the virgin timber off of this property and built... Actually, I lived for a while in the house my great-grandfather built with his own hands. And when I was a boy, I thought I was Tarzan. And we had vines and trees, and we swung from them, buddy. And we swam with the snakes and the alligators and should have been scared. But my dad and mom loved each other and stayed together and loved us. And we're out there in the country, and I'm not saying everything was perfect, but we just didn't have some of the terrible stuff around us that you see in some places. And so now that I'm in ministry now, beginning days of my ministry, helping and working with Brother Hagin, people would come in and I was to get with them to minister to them. And they'd begin to share what had happened in their life. And a lot of times by the time they got through, they're looking at me with tears streaming down their face going, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I didn't say it, but I'm thinking... I don't know what you're going to do either. That's the most messed up thing I've heard in my life. I didn't know people could get that messed up. I mean, we didn't do that back where I grew up. And so they're crying and bawling and reaching, and I'm handing them a Kleenex. And so then I have to get one for me too, because I'm sitting there thinking, oh, this is awful. This is awful. Until I begin to realize this is not helping them. This is not going to help them. I'm getting sucked in to their emotions and their fears and their desperation and their unbelief. Come on, can you see this? I care about them, that's good. But then as they express their hopelessness and their fear and their desperation, they're overwhelmed by it. And a lot of times, most of the time, if it's real strong, it's not just them humanly, there are spirits involved that they're yielding to. And if you're there with it, the influence will come on you too. And if you will, you can become just as hopeless feeling as them. Just as desperate as them. And that's not going to help anybody. Somebody here needs to have some faith. Is that right? Somebody needs to believe that all things are possible. Somebody needs to believe that God can fix this no matter how bad it is. And it stand to reason, if you're the minister, it ought to be you. What do you think? It ought to be you that brought some faith to the party. But if you haven't found this out, you will. It's challenging to not get sucked in. You have to be disciplined in your spirit and in your soul and in your mind. And you have to learn how to minister like Jesus. Maybe they want to talk to you about how badly they've been treated. Maybe they want to talk to you about all these other things. But if you check your heart, the Spirit of God will have you completely ignore what they're wanting to talk about and bring this up. Talk about this, because there's no answers in this. There's no help in this. They've been crying over this for 20 years and are worse now than when they started. There's no future in this. But people will get mad at you if you don't get upset over their problems. You don't understand. This is serious. This is serious. Yeah, serious unbelief. Serious fear and doubt. But with the Lord, come on, help me out. With the Lord, I don't care how awful it was. He can heal you and them and fix it and you, and life can be better than it ever was. Or you can live in that and feel sorry for yourself for the rest of your life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Spirit Led, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.